Kof Aleph Sivan, Monday the 11th of June, Rabbi Yaakov Friedman, the beloved loyal Shliach.
The Medrash, this week's parasha, She'en lecha choviv lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach shemishtaleach la'asos mitzveh v'noise nafsho kidei sheyatzliach b'shlichuso. There's nothing more dear, more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a shliach who sent to do his mitzvah, his shlichus, and gives his heart and soul to succeed. That's something very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very beloved. The statement of Chazal is obviously a very strong statement. There's obviously something very extraordinary, very beautiful, very great in the shliach shemishtaleach v'noise nafsho yaleha. What is the greatness, the special closeness of this concept? The Medrash continues here and says that nobody compared in this inyan to the two shluchim that Yehoshua ben Nun sent to Yericho. Kolev and Pinchas obviously reached a pinnacle in this concept, and no one could compare to them in this. The Medrash describes how Rachav, when she came to hide them from Melech Yericho, Pinchas told her, "You don't need to hide me. I'm a Kohen, I'm a Novi," and the Psukim compare Kohanim and Nevim to Malachim. Malachim can choose to be seen and they can choose not to be seen. Me, you do not need to hide, hide Kolei. And that's why the Pasuk says, Batitz Benoi. The way it's written is Batitz Benoi. She hid him, not them. Pinchas, because he was a Kohen, because he was a Novi, did not need to be hidden. He's like a Malach. And the Medrash brings for Kohen, Kisivse Kohen Yishmeru Das, the Torah Yevakesh Mipiu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokoisu. That's where you see a Kohen is like a Malach. And the Novi brings the Medrash, Vayishlach Malach Vayotzienu Mimitzrayim. Says the Medrash, this was Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Pasuk calls him Malach. What is this concept that the Novi and the Kohen is like a Malach and it can be transparent? Not possibly to explain. We learned in this past week's parasha the distinction between the level of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu had and that of other Nevi'im, even of Aaron and Miriam. And that was their mistake. They did not really understand the greatness and the difference between his level of Nevuah and theirs. And as the Pasuk says, B'chol Beis Hinemonhu, Pe'el Pe'a Daber Boy, Moshe Rabbeinu was always ready, always Muchan, to receive the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was a different clarity, a different closeness, Baspaklaria Hameira, perfect clarity, perfect closeness in his Nevuah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu merit this level of Nevuah that surpassed all other Nevi'im? Chaim Volozhiner explains in Ruach HaChaim, based on the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin describes the level of Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. Godu Mashinema b'Moshe v'Mashinema b'Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, "Anoichi afar va'efer. I'm merely dirt and ash." But Moshe Rabbeinu was greater. He said, "V'nachnuma." Total bito, total complete humility, complete selflessness, surpassing even the anava of Avram Avinu. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, this was the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness in Nevuah. And in truth, as he explains elsewhere, the most important characteristic for the Navi among all the other characteristics that are described is Anova. And Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest level of Anova, as the Pasuk really says in Hakdama to the description of his Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu's Anova was so complete, so totally selfless, that through his Nevuah, he purified, he was mezakech, he refined his entire being, even his body, to the point of complete refinement, so that the Ne'or of Nevuah, the light of Nevuah, has to shine through the body to reach the soul of the Navi. And we know the body, with physical darkness, Chumrius, can be Choytzeitz, can disrupt, can block, can separate between our closeness to spirituality and between the Navi's complete perception of the Dvar Hashem of Nevuah. But Moshe Rabbeinu reached such purification through this, the Nachnuma, and as he said, Shalma Alecha Me'al Raglecha, he removed and was able to, so to speak, strip himself of all gasus, of all physicality, so that he was so purified and so refined, even his body would not interrupt, would not disrupt the clarity of his Nevuah, the Or Hashem could shine perfectly through his body. That was the level of the Nevuah of Aspaklaria Meira, like a glass that's perfect, perfectly clear glass. You can see through it with perfect clarity. If the glass, if the window is somewhat distorted, has other things in it, Sigim, Taroives, the vision can be somewhat distorted. Every Navi has to reach a certain refinement, has to reach a certain purity of body, so that the light of Nevuah can shine through. But Moshe Rabbeinu was level, was perfect. And so the light of Nevuah shone unobstructed, unadulterated, perfect clarity. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Pasuk says, Pe el pe adaber boy. It's an interesting wording. It really should say, Pe el pe adaber a love. Mouth to mouth, I will speak to him. What is adaber boy? That the word of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was so purified through his anava, through his nachnuma, that the word of Hashem not only spoke to him, but spoke through him. Shechina medaberas mitoich groinai. No chatzitza, no mechitza, no separation. His dveikus, his connection to the Dvar Hashem was so complete that pe'el pe'a daber boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke through him, through his being. Shechina medaberas mitoich groinai. This is the level of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, Pe'el Pe'a Daber Boy, and it comes through his extreme selflessness, the Nachnuma. I was thinking possibly that might be this concept that the Pasuk brings, Moshe Rabbeinu is likened to a Malach. Likened to a Malach, and a Malach, Rotzo Nira V'Rotzo Eina Nira. A Malach, we know, every word, every name that the Torah uses to describe something, is the definition of the essence. A malach, his whole essence, his whole being, is the shlichus. He has no other self, he has no other purpose, he has no other existence other than the shlichus. Complete, total shlichus. And it's interesting, that Ramchal comments, the pasuk in Tehillim says, Rechev riboisayim alfei shinon Hashem bom, is the wording of the pasuk. Hashem is within them. That the truth is, in the mission of the Malach, because they are so complete in their devotion and so complete in their absolute mesirus to the Dvar Hashem, that the word of Hashem that is their shlichus is within them and carries them like they are the kisei, the oro noises, noisov, they're carried by the Dvar Hashem because they, with their mitzius of being shluchim, become the kisei for his shechina, Hashem bom. And he says, the pasuk that really Chazal tell us, refer also to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, Oisei dvoroi lishmoyo bekol dvoroi. The malachim make themselves so ready, so prepared, that's their whole work. Their work is Oisei dvoroi lishmoyo bekol dvoroi, to hear in the words of Hashem, and upon hearing and being imbued by the words of Hashem, the words of Hashem carry them. Hashem bam. Malach. A malach is a being whose whole essence is nothing else other than the shliach, the Dvar Hashem, shebekirbam, within them. And possibly this is the madrega here that we're talking about. Navi. Navi also has to reach this refinement, this selflessness. The selflessness where his whole essence is given to the shlichus, to this mission of his nevuah, to this mission of carrying Dvar Hashem. And a Novi who reaches the proper level also has to have a certain transparency of his body, so pure and so refined, so stripped of the gasas of physicality, of the self, that the light of Nebuah can shine through. Maybe not the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, but also the concept of Malach. A Malach, Roitze Nira, Veroitze Reina Nira. The Navi can reach such a level of refinement of his physical being that he can have a transparency similar to the Malach. But it's this selflessness. It's this Metzius of Shliach. Similarly, Kohen, Chazal teach us, Kohen is Shlucha Derachmana, or Shlucha the Yisrael. Kohanim are destined, Kohanim inherit in their essence this existence of being the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Avoida and the Kapora for Klal Yisrael, and the Shliach of Klal Yisrael. And a Kohen achieves his true potential. Not every Kohen could say this, obviously. Pinchas could say this. A Kohen who achieves his true potential as making himself an essence of Shliach, the Shliach of Klal Yisrael for Kapora, for Avoidas Hashem, Bifnei Hashem, B'migdash, can also reach that kind of selflessness and refinement that allow his body to be so pure that he could choose to be transparent. And in fact, it's interesting, the pasuk here that the Medrash brings about Kohen, Kisif se Kohen yishmeru das, v'tari yavakesh mipihu. Chazal also learned that this has to be the quality of a Rebbe, a teacher of Torah. What is the comparison that one, the Rebbe, has to be seen in the eyes of the Talmud as a Malach? And only then should he learn from him, should he ask and look for Torah from his mouth. The Mefarshim discuss this, and there are many different explanations why the Rav should be Doima LeMalach Hashem Tzvakos. What is the comparison to Malach? Maybe we could suggest this again. If the Talmud recognizes that the Rebbe is becoming selfless in this mission, that his whole essence is to give over the Dvar Hashem, there isn't anything else involved. There's that purity, there's that refinement. Then the words of Hashem are unadulterated. The words of Hashem are without anything else mixed in. Sif se koin yishmeru das, maybe that's the intention here. The lips of the Kohen who lives as the Metzius of the Shliach, will guard the Das Hashem, the true purity of the words of Hashem. Yevakesh Torah Mipiyu, that's the Torah that you should want to learn. That's with the clarity and purity of the Dvar Hashem speaking through him, and nothing else. I was thinking maybe that may be part of what the Medrash is saying. Shliach, that's Mishtaleach, La'asoy Shlichus, a shliach who is sent to do a shlichus, particularly of mitzvah, and gives his heart and soul to succeed. So the Medrash says, there's nothing more beautiful, more beloved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very powerful statement Chazal are using here. It obviously means that there's a special love and a special closeness and a special relationship that he can achieve through this. What is the power that lies in I think possibly it's this concept, this total selflessness. We live our lives so much involved with ourselves, and there's nothing that can block and separate between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than being involved and thinking and living ourselves. But we can strip away that casing and live and exist and function in a state of being of not for ourselves, selfless. Put our whole life and our whole soul and our whole heart into doing something for someone else, certainly for the Borei Olam, we've stripped away the chatzitza, we've stripped away the mechitza that can block and separate us from the Dvar Hashem that's ready for us to be connected to and to have a closeness. There's nothing more beautiful and special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a person can invest in that kind of selflessness for the Ratzon of Hashem, for the Ratzon of others, brings him the special closeness. The Medrash in Parshas Chayesara comments on the pasuk where Lavan greets Eliezer Eved Avram and he says, "Boy Baruch Hashem." And the Medrash comments, Eliezer Eved Avram was Canaan. We know that Canaan is Oror. Canaan is not Bracha, the opposite of Bracha. And here Laban says, Baruch Hashem. And the Medrash says this is accurate, his description of Eliezer. But because mitoch sheireis oisoi tzadik be'emuna yotza michlal oror v'nichnas lichlal baruch. Eliezer was Knan. Knan is oror. Knan is not bracha, the opposite of bracha. But because he served oisoi tzadik be'emuna trustfully, honestly, with a totality, he emerged from the state of klola and entered the state of bracha. Now it's interesting. It's clear from the continuation there of the Medrash that the point here wasn't the schus of the tzaddik. It wasn't in the merit of the tzaddik particularly that he achieved this change, this transition. Because the Medrash continues, Kal v'chomer Yisrael sho'oisim chesed im gedoylehem im ktanehem, that they should also transform through such a thing. And it's clear, the Kal v'chomer, certainly Klal Yisrael who does chesed with their great people and with their small people can certainly achieve what Eliezer achieved in this process. It's clear from the Medrash, the point isn't the tzaddik. I think the point is different. The point is selflessness. And here again, what was wrong with Eliezer? The Medrash earlier in the parasha, in Parashas Chayisara, says, Knan b'yono moizne mirma. He holds in his hands scales of deceit, la'ashoik ohev, trying to steal the beloved one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eliezer, when Avraham Avinu spoke to him about finding a wife for Yitzchak, he was holding in his hands scales of deceit. Where do we see that? The Medrash says, Eliezer said to Avraham Avinu, ulai lo soveh ha'isha, which translates, maybe the woman won't come with me, won't agree to come back to marry Yitzchak. But the spelling, at least in one of the places, is without a vav, which also spells Eli. And like Rashi brings, Eliezer, in this question, it wasn't a pure question. There was a motive, at least a hidden motive, maybe even a subconscious motive. But there was a motive. He was thinking, Eli, I want to get this shidduch. I want Yitzchak for my daughter. And that the Chazal teach us is what the pasuk refers to Knan, and Avraham Avinu told him, "Ata oror, v'yitzchak baruch, v'yatam izdabek, v'baruch." This is maybe part of what Eliezer Knan is called oror. Oror is the opposite of bracha. When someone is involved in himself, when he lives for himself, and that gets in the way, that's a priority, a main priority in his life, and that affects his thinking and affects his attitude, that selfish existence is something that makes us small, and that's something that detaches us from the Makara Bracha. Where is Bracha? We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Mefarshim say, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the source of all Bracha, Makar HaBracha. And when we can connect and be Shayach to the Makar HaBracha, the source of all Bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bracha, we will be Baruch. When we detach ourselves, remove ourselves totally from the Makar HaBracha, that's where there's Kolola. And I think possibly that's what the Medrash is saying here too. Eliezer, in this scenario, in this situation, is still thinking about himself, is something that keeps him in the state of order. But the moment he went on his Shlichus, and Sheiras Oisei Tzadik Be'emuna, with total emuna, totally selfless for Avraham Avinu, for Yitzchak Avinu, not for himself, Yotza Michlal Oror V'Nichnas Michlal Borach. He was able to emerge from that state and enter a different state of existence, Borach, connected to the Makar HaBracha. Because again, when we can strip away that casing that binds us and we open up the kesher, we open up the avenue to a clear connection, to a loving closeness, to an open relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to the Makar HaBracha. I heard several times from Reb Chaim Brim, he would discuss the Gdolim of the previous generation, and he would talk about their Mesiras Nefesh. And he pointed out that their Mesiras Nefesh for Klal Yisrael sometimes was even their own spirituality. prepared to give up their own spirituality for Klal Yisrael. He would often cite Chassan Sofer, who comments when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Lama hari oisa, lama zeh shalachtani." When Moshe Rabbeinu saw how it was Koishi Hashibud after he was originally sent to Paroi and things got worse for Klal Yisrael, he complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Why did you send me? Why are we putting Klal Yisrael through this great hardship?" The Chassan Sofer comments that Moshe Rabbeinu said those words was endangering himself. Ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. But he was so connected to the Klal Yisrael that this is where he was. He was willing to give up everything for Klal Yisrael. And the Chassan Sofer says, but dafka, specifically through that, Moshe Rabbeinu was masig the greatest levels of what he was able to be masig. When somebody is totally given over to Klal Yisrael, sometimes willing even his spirituality, and that, he said, was something we could see by the Gdolim. Chazon Ish, he said, fascinating story. He heard this from Rav Ozner. Chazon Ish, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, moved to Bnei Brak. When Rav Ozner asked him, how did he choose Bnei Brak? He said, in Yerushalayim, I saw that there are Talmidei Chachamim, there are people who, Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, Tel Aviv was in a difficult state of spirituality. That's where I want to be. And if I can be near them, and through my Torah, and through my Avodas Hashem, I can affect them, elevate them, that's what I'm here for. And if not, I'm willing to go with them to Gehenna. Those were the words of the Chazon Ish. His total selflessness for Klal Yisrael was mind-boggling. But this was the greatness of the Gdolim, and through this they achieved a closeness, a chavivus, and a relationship that no one else has achieved. We have many opportunities in life for shlichus. We have many opportunities where we're given a mission, where we can be functioning, where we can be acting for others, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael. We have to cherish these opportunities. These are opportunities that if we can muster up the strength to put our whole noisen nafshoy aleha, our heart and our soul, for the other person, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgetting about ourselves. We're so shakua, we wallow so much in ourselves, that these opportunities should be cherished. Cherished because they avail us a window of closeness and of love and of siyata d'shmaya that almost nothing else is comparable to, as the Medrash says here. I'd like to comment on one area that I think sometimes we forget the power, the potency of this opportunity. Marriage. If we think about it, the levels that we're given, we're being trusted in with marriage, is mind-boggling. Chazal tell us, Shalom ish ve'isha, shalom b'neihem, shechina b'neihem. Cannot be taken lightly. That's an awesome description. Shechina b'neihem. A man and a woman who live in harmony. Shechina b'neihem. And we know, marriage, family, a bais, brings to the world one of the most incredible brachas that can exist. Bringing neshamas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children into the world. We take it for granted, but it's awesome. Every child is a new neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved children. It's awesome, and that's been entrusted to us, every home, every family. But I think, if we look into it, one of the most important elements of marriage, shalom, is selflessness. It's an incredible opportunity to constantly function for the other person. Here again, like the Chazal teach us, like Rabbeinu Yonah explains the Pasuk, L'taivo yivakesh nifrad. When a person is thinking about his own desires and his own wants, it's impossible to be one with another person. Everybody has different desires and they conflict. When a person is thinking about his own self, it's impossible to have perfect harmony with another person. Yet, on the other hand, when we want to create perfect harmony in our homes, we have an extraordinary opportunity, constantly faced with the shlichus, with a mission of selflessness. Let's be there for our spouse. Let's do this only for her. Let's do this with a total ma'amonus, with a total mesiris. It's something extraordinary. It's something extremely powerful. And in fact, what comes out of this, Shalom brings Shechina, Shechina b'neihem, Dvar Hashem. Like the Nevi'im or Zoicha, to be Malachim, to carry the words of Hashem within them. There's no greater potential than the potential of this kind of selflessness. And bracha. Boy Baruch Hashem, Eliezer achieved from a state that he inherited in his genetic essence, Kanaan is Arur, was able to transform that, to become Baruch, to be connected to the Makor HaBracha. Shalom is the source of Shechina. Shalom is the source of Bracha. And Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom. And the key and the center to reaching the harmony that can be in Shalom is this concept. That can make not only a beautiful relationship, not only a harmonious unity between a husband and a wife, it can bring them to a state of refinement within themselves and within their relationship. That there are no more chatzitzos, there are no more mechitzos. There's nothing blocking or obstructing or adulterating the light of Hashem that shines into that house, the Shechina b'kirba. There's nothing that can stop that connection to the Makor HaBracha, and they can be zoiche to an unbelievable Shef HaBracha, mitoch that shalom. We should all be zoiche to appreciate these opportunities that we have, to invest in these opportunities that we have, invest in trying to put our hearts and our souls into the other person's needs and the other person's issues, into the Ratzon Hashem. The more we do so, the more we can follow in the ways of the Nevi'im, of the Kohanim, the more we can have an open relationship and chavivas, the more we can be zoiche to ourselves and to our families, to Shechina and Shru Bracha. Thank you.